on the road with the FutureVolk team, a multinational group of scientists with an arsenal of volcanic sensors at their disposal. Their aim, to give us all more warning next time a volcano blows.
My name is Melissa Pfeffer. I'm a volcanic meteorologist.
Tell me about this area here.
Okay, so we are walking next to a small fumarole, which is a hole in the ground where the volcanic gases enter the atmosphere. And you can see a visible steam plume, and what you're seeing is water vapor. And the yellow that you see deposited is sulfur depositing on the ground. This is where you don't want to walk in, and this is where we want to sample.
And what are you looking to sample in these small vents?
We sample the composition of the gases coming out of the vent. And the goal is that with a long-term continuous time series of these measurements, we'd be able to see differences in the ratio of sulfur to carbon, and this would give us information about changes in the magma. Maybe the magma has risen to the surface, or maybe there's been a fresh influence of new magma, and this could help us to know ahead of time before an eruption happens.
Next stop on our volcanic tour of Iceland are some GPS and seismic monitors. The idea here is that they're looking for inflation, which is kind of an arcing and rising of the Earth's surface, which is meant to reveal, or it's hoped will reveal, magma building up beneath the surface. And that could be another precursor of an eruption. Data from the expanding monitoring network is fed in real time to the Icelandic Meteorological Office, where it's Dr. Matthew Roberts' job to scour the readings.
Volcanoes actually scream, "I'm about to erupt." Before they erupt, they show many measurable signs. And it's the challenge for today's volcanologists to actually gather all that information and make use of it in real time. And that's exactly what FutureVolk is about.
The FutureVolk team don't just monitor volcanoes, they go down them.
My name is Freysteinn Sigmundsson. I'm a geophysicist at the University of Iceland.
And we've just taken this trek across this completely snow-filled landscape with these ridge of mountains in the distance, and we're heading up to that peak there, which is one of three. It's called Þrýnjúkar.
Yes.
The three peaks.
Yeah.
And it's this nearest one that we're heading down into, yeah?
Yeah. And it formed an eruption about 5,000 years ago. It's a unique opportunity to see the processes that are taking place inside the volcano.
And we're going to go down about, what, over 100 metres, yeah?
Yeah, about 150 metres. Vertically, directly down into a volcano.
Deep enough that no one wants